SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Frigid temperatures, power outages, and treacherous road conditions were widespread. The National Weather Service says the storm is expected to continue through Monday. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli says the extreme cold could hinder efforts to get the power back on.
Behind this storm, it's just going to get bitterly cold across basically the entirety of the eastern two-thirds of the nation, east of the Rockies, and that's going to prove to be the snow and the ice will be slow to melt away, and it may hinder some recovery efforts as well, make things harder to restore as it just gets so cold.
House Republicans hope to buck the historical trend and keep their majority with the 2026 midterm elections.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature, and I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Toyota will recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the 2024-25 Tundra and Hybrid. This is SRN News. Christians are under siege in Rwanda.
According to a wide-ranging study from Global Christian Relief, the government of that African nation is cracking down on believers, closing their churches and seeking to control their worship. More than half of Rwanda's 13,000 churches have been closed so far, and many others are at risk. GCR says, quote, recent requirements that pastors hold a seminary degree, which is an unaffordable luxury for many, has also led to a shortage of pastors approved by the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be a male. This is SRN News. Dozens of South Koreans detained in Cambodia for alleged involvement in online scams have been returned home to face criminal investigation.
The arrival of the 73 on Friday is the largest group repatriation of Korean criminal suspects from abroad. South Korean officials said that the suspects scammed fellow Koreans out of $33 million. Cybercrime has flourished in Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Myanmar. Trafficked foreign nationals are employed to run romance and cryptocurrency scams. They're often recruited with false job offers and then forced to work in conditions of near slavery. Keith Peters, Washington.
American rock climber Alex Honnold has scaled Taipei 101 without ropes or safety gear. He did it in less than 90 minutes from starting. More details at srnnews.com.